You are listening to the gospel message in both Chinese and English. The co-workers of Living in Jesus Ministries edited the sermons of the Chinese preachers, and you can understand how the Oriental believers explained the Bible. May God bless your new life in the Lord.
Heavenly Father, we thank you that you give us this opportunity together. Thank you for through the bread and the cup to remind us how much you have loved us. And we also thank you that you give us the opportunity to read the Bible. And also give us the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, to us. He will lead us into all truths. Please open up the Bible to us. So that in the light we may see light.
So that
in our whole life we may walk a path of being blessed.
好让你的恩典，你的旨意可以成就。
So that your grace and your will may be accomplished.
也让你得着一切的荣耀。
So that you may be the one who receives all kinds of glories.
我们祷告是靠主耶稣基督宝贝的名。
We pray in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen.
14章跟13章一样, 都是两分作两大段。
Chapter 14 and chapter 13, they are the same. They're all separated into two main divisions.
14章的这两段, 第一段是从第一节到22节。
And in chapter 14, it's starting from verse 1 to verse 22.
是约押的计谋让加沙龙可以回耶路撒冷。
It's Joab scheming to allow Absalom to return to Jerusalem.
23节到33节,
from verses 23 to 33,
是亚沙龙重回皇宫,
is Absalom returning to the palace.
很多人都觉得读圣经是很无聊的事。
And a lot of people feel that reading the Bible is a very boring thing.
其实你觉得无聊是因为你不会读。
If you feel that it's boring, it's because you don't know how to read the Bible.
因为圣经实在是充满了很多非常非常精彩的故事。
Because the Bible is truly consisting of many, many exciting stories.
我们今天读的这一章圣经,
and this chapter that we're reading today,
一点都不比琅琊榜要逊色。
Is at all, not at all, not less, any lesser than the real chart.
因为这里是一个逃亡的王子。
Because here is a prince running away for his life.
他怎么有办法可以重新回到皇宫的宫殿里去呢?
How is it possible for him to return to the palace again?
我们不需要花很多的时间来解释这里面那些细节。
We really do not need to spend a lot of time trying to explain the details here.
你慢慢的去读的时候,
if you read it slowly,
你就知道这个背后有好多的计谋。
And you can see that there are many schemes behind this.
有好多的盘算。
A lot of planning.
譬如说,
for example,
你觉得约押跟亚沙龙在这逃亡的三年中有过什么联系吗?
Do you feel that Joab and Absalom have any connections with each other during these 3 years of their running of his running for his life?
他为什么要帮亚沙龙呢?
Why did he want to help Absalom?
等到他把亚沙龙搞回来了耶路撒冷。
And after he successfully made Absalom return to Jerusalem,
他又为什么故意不见他呢?
Why did he deliberately hide himself from him?
他心里面是打了什么算盘?
What kind of plans did he have in his heart?
就这一章圣经啊,
just this chapter of the Bible,
你要把它改编成电视剧,
if you want to turn it into a TV series,
可以演好几集啊,
it can take up a long time.
那我现在先要说明一下,
now I want to explain a little bit.
你如果还记得13章39节怎么说,
if you can still remember in chapter 13 and verse 39, what did it say there?
那你说按嫩食了以后, 大卫王得了安慰。
And there it says, after Amnon has died, King David was consoled.
心里切切想念亚撒龙。
But the spirit of the king, he actually longed to go to Absalom.
十四章第一节。
And verse 1 of chapter 14.
希路亚的儿子约押知道王心里想念亚撒龙。
Joab, son of Zeruiah, knew that the king's heart longed for Absalom.
你读到这里，难道不会提出一个问题吗
？And so when you read your Bible up to here, would you not raise a question in your heart?
大卫是王。
David is king.
切切地想念他的儿子。
That he's longing for his son.
为什么不就叫他回来呢
？Why didn't he just summon him to return？
一拖拖了三年。
Why did he procrastinate for 3 years？
后来听了约押的话。
And later on, he listened to Joab's words.
让他回到耶路撒冷。
He allowed him to return to Jerusalem.
为什么两年不见他呢
？Why did he not see him for 2 years？
你不是一直在说心里想念，心里想念吗
？Have you not been saying that you're longing for him in your heart？
你读这一章圣经有没有注意到
？When you read this chapter of the Bible, did you notice that?
大卫不想他回来。
David really did not want him to come back.
大卫不要他回耶路撒冷。
David did not want him to come back to Jerusalem.
是约押把大卫逼得没法子才让他回来的。
It's Joab cornering David that he was not able to do anything, so he let him.
他就是回来了，大卫不要见他。
Even after he has returned, David did not want to see him.
就是见了他
Even after he has seen him,
跟他亲嘴
he kissed him.
你有没有看到一句话讲欢欢喜喜这样子的字眼
Did you see any words that say joyfully?
你们如果还记得路加十五章
If you can still remember in the Gospel Luke chapter 15,
那完全不同的故事
That's a totally different story.
那里那个儿子回到家
And there the son, when he comes home,
多么的喜乐
How joyful it is.
是死而复得
It's the son who had died and come back.
欢欢喜喜
Joyfully.
因为这两个回家是不一样的
Because these two incidents of returning home is different.
一个是浪子回头
One is the return of the prodigal son.
他知道他得罪了天又得罪了他的父亲
Because he knows that he has sinned against heaven and his father.
一个是一个谋杀犯
The other one is a convict of a murder. He's a murderer.
想办法重新得到他的权位
He tried to do his utmost in order to regain his position in the throne.
就连他向着大卫的下拜
Even when he's bowing down to David.
就连大卫跟他的亲嘴
And even whenKing David was kissing him.
都看不见爱跟接纳。
It was not, we did not see any love or acceptance there.
为什么呢
Why is that?
为什么会这样子
Why is it like this?
那这个事实跟13章的最后一节跟14章的第一节是不是矛盾呢
So is this fact comparing, is there conflicting each other from chapter 1, chapter 13 verse 39 and chapter 14 verse 1?
我花了一点时间去研究。
I spent a little bit of time researching this.
我才发现。
Then I discovered.
十三章最后那一节啊。
The last verse of chapter 13.
切切想念。
That he longed so much.
那个想这一个原文的字啊。
The word, the original text.
也可以翻译作。
It can be also translated into.
是。强烈的想要处理
That is strongly wanted to handle this.
十四章第一节
And verse 1 of chapter 14.
原文中没有动词
There was no verb in the original text.
所以也可以翻译为
Therefore it can also be translated into
王的心里
In the heart of the king.
渴望要把亚撒龙的事情画下一个句点。
He wanted to put a full stop to the incident of Absalom.
要有一个了结。
So he wanted to conclude it.
我们都知道。
And we all know.
大卫如果真的希望亚撒龙回来。
If David truly wanted Absalom to come back.
约押就不需要那么费劲的劝。
Joab did not have to try his utmost to talk to him about that.
大卫为什么不希望亚撒龙回来呢？
Why did David not want Absalom to come back?
难道他不想他的儿子吗？
Did he not miss his son?
难道他不爱他的儿子吗？
Did he not love his son?
当然不是。
Of course not.
你如果读过撒母耳记下这卷书的话，
If you had read the whole book of 2 Samuel,
你就知道，
You will know.
大卫是真爱他的儿子。
David truly loves his son.
他爱到一个地步。
He loves him to the extent.
当他儿子被杀的时候。
When his son was killed.
大卫曾经大声地哭喊说。
David had wept loudly and said.
我儿亚撒龙，我儿，我儿亚撒龙啊。
My son Absalom.
我恨不得替你死。
I wish that I could die on your behalf.
亚撒龙啊，我儿，我儿。
Absalom, my son.
这是撒母耳记下18章33节的记载。
And this is in 2 Samuel chapter 18 verse 33's recording.
那我们要问。
Then we have to ask.
大卫这么爱他的儿子。
That David so much, loves his son so much.
为什么不让他回来？
Why didn't he want him to come back?
这里面有一个很重要的问题。
There is a very important question here.
所以有人就解释。
So someone tried to explain it.
是因为大卫啊。
It's because David.
他的所罗门。
His Solomon.
太小了。
Too small, too young.
如果让这个亚撒龙回来呢。
If he allows Absalom to return.
他恐怕没有办法保护所罗门。
Maybe he was not able to protect Solomon then.
还有圣经学者超级有想象力。
And some Bible scholars are full of imaginations.
说那这个都是所罗门的娘干的好事。
And this, they think that's all done by the mother of Solomon.
其实啊。
In actuality.
那些真的都是想象。
These are truly just imaginations.
我们如果对大卫有多一点的认识。
If we know David a little more.
我们就知道。
Then we will know.
大卫是爱亚撒龙。
David really loves Absalom.
但是大卫不能够让他回来。
But David cannot allow him to come back.
为什么呢？
Why is that?
因为亚撒龙所犯的罪是不可赦免的罪。
Because the sin that Absalom has committed is an unforgivable one.
他不回来。
If he doesn't come back.
他还能活着。
He can still live.
他只要回来。
But once he comes back,
大卫身为一个王，
David as a king,
他必须要把亚撒龙杀了。
He has to kill Absalom.
可是后来亚撒龙回来了。
However, later on, Absalom returned.
大卫又不能够坚持他的立场。
David was not able to stand firm on his position.
你要知道大卫他在的那个角色。
Because you have to realize the role that David is leading.
是左右为难的。
He can do not right, no right.
他爱儿子。
He loves his son.
他不舍得杀他。
He didn't want to kill him.
但是他怕上帝啊。
But he's afraid of God.
因为他别西巴的那件事情以后啊，他已经知道上帝他得罪不起啊。
Because after the incident of Bathsheba, he knows that he is not able to afford to sin against God anymore.
所以他要维持神的公义。
So in order to maintain the justice of God,
他找不到办法。
He's not able to come up with a method.
所以他就在那里拖。
So therefore he's there procrastinating.
严格的说。
Strictly speaking,
不是大卫没办法解决这个问题。
It's not that David was not able to resolve this incident.
这个问题是没有人可以解决的。
This incident cannot be resolved by anyone.
这个问题只有耶稣基督道成了肉身，为人的罪死在十字架上，才能够解决的。
This incident can only be resolved by our Lord Jesus Christ, coming on earth and died on the cross for us and rose and in order for his blood to bled and resolve this incident.
整章的故事。
The whole chapter of the story.
神写这一章圣经。
And God writes this chapter of the Bible.
要告诉我们什么？
What does he want to tell us?
这里面属灵的教训是什么呢？
What is the spiritual lesson here?
难道只是跟我们讲到说这些人都是有各种的手段计谋啊，终于可以让亚撒龙回来
It's just to illustrate to us that these people doing different kind of schemes just so Absalom can finally come back.
难道圣经只是希望我们对于这种王位争夺战有兴趣吗？
Is the Bible just wanting us to be interested in this kind of fight in the Bible over the throne?
还是在这张圣经的背后，神要让我们看见一些宝贵的真理呢？
Or is it just through the background of this chapter of the Bible that God wants us to see some very precious lesson truth?
有谁知道我们今天下午讲的这堂道的主题是什么？
Does any one of us here know what is the real theme of this chapter that we're talking about?
赝品。
Fate.
赝品英文翻作 fake。
It's translated into English as a fake.
不是最好的翻译。
It's not the best translation.
为什么呢？
Why is that?
或者是我考你们这个，看看你们英文怎么样。
Maybe let me give you a test and see how what your standard of English is.
告诉我两个英文字中间的区别。
Tell me the difference between these two English words.
一个是 fake.
One is fake.
一个是 counterfeit.
One is a counterfeit.
差别在哪里？
What is the difference here?
我去查了一下。
I look it up in the dictionary.
Fake 这个字。
The word fake.
就是假货。
It's not real, false products.
假东西。
Something that is not real.
不是真的。
Not the real product.
但是 counterfeit.
Counterfeit, however.
它不只是假的。
Not only is it not real.
Counterfeit 是故意把一个东西做得跟真的一样。
Counterfeit is truly intentionally trying to manufacture something and to make it look like the real one.
是让人看到这个假的会以为这是真的。
So enabling people when you see it, look at this product, you fake product, you think it's a real one.
这个叫做 counterfeit.
This is called the counterfeit.
我觉得神在这一章的圣经里面
I feel that God in this chapter of the Bible
就是要让我们知道
And is wanting to allow us to know
魔鬼啊
That devil
在我们的生命中
In our lives
在我们的教会中
In our church
他要做出很多的赝品
He wants to come up with a lot of counterfeits
让我们把那个假的当作真的
So that we will treat the fake one as a real one.
哎，假的。
If it's the fake one.
买这种看起来像真的假货。
And you buy these counterfeits that looks real.
可以不可以啊？
Is it okay?
啊，可以不可以啊？
Is it okay for us to do that?
不可以啊。
No.
为什么不可以啊
？Why not？
啊？哦，不合法哦。
It's not legal。
各位，你要知道一件事。
But everyone, you must know one thing。
假如你到北京去。
If you go to Beijing。
你们知道有一个地方。
You know there is a place。
全是名牌。
They're full of the famous brand names。
全世界最名牌的名牌都在那里啊。
The brand name of the brand names are all there。
但是那个价格呢
？But the price。
哎呀，天哪！那便宜到不行啊
They are so cheap.
所以很多人受不了那个诱惑
And some people cannot stand that temptation.
要贪小便宜啊
And they wanted to take advantage.
他就买
They buy it.
但你要小心啊
But be careful.
如果你就一直在中国混呢、啊、没关系
Because if you have been just getting along in China, it's okay.
你千万不要来美国
But don't come to America, definitely.
你知道有多少中国人
You know how many Chinese people?
在美国被海关抓下来。
That they're being arrested at the custom in America.
因为他们带着名牌包。
Because they brought with them a brand name.
因为他们带着名牌表。
And brand name watches.
是假的。
They are fake.
这一被抓到，你知道后果如何吗？
Do you know the consequence once you're arrested?
这可不便宜啊。
This is not cheap.
买这些。赝品
To buy these counterfeit,
有的时候要你付极大的代价。
Sometimes you have to pay a very heavy price.
有人去坐牢。
Some will be sent to jail.
有人 被罚很多很多钱。
Some will be penalized for a big amount of money.
属灵的赝品。
The spiritual counterfeit.
它的后果。
Its consequence.
比你买属物质的后果的赝品的后果还要可怕。
Spiritual counterfeit's consequence is even more serious than those that you buy the material counterfeits.
神借着这一章圣经
And God, through this chapter of the Bible,
是要让我们来看一看
He's wanting us to look at it.
有多少可怕的赝品
How many horrible counterfeits?
我们何等的需要有从神来的智慧分辨
How much wisdom that we need from God to discern
在这章圣经中
In this chapter of the Bible
有使人和睦的中保
And there is a mediator who is causing people to reckon, to harmonize
有恢复关系的和好
And there is one that restored the harmony that restore relationship
有智慧
and there's wisdom
有万事互相效力的印证
and there is a testimony of all things working together
还有非常有吸引力的领袖
and there are leaders that is very attractive
这每一样东西、啊、
and every one of these things
都是好东西
they're all good things
都是非常好的东西
and they're all extremely good things
但是如果是赝品呢
however if they are counterfeit
就非常可怕。
Then they are really truly terrible.
约押在这里扮演的角色
The role that Job is playing here
就是在大卫和加沙龙之间做一个使他们可以和好的中保。
He's being a mediator between King David and Absalom.
他煞费苦心的安排
He's trying his utmost and labor to arrange
让提哥雅这个聪明的女人帮加沙龙终于可以从基述回到本国本家。
So that Tekoa, this wise woman, was finally able to help Absalom to come back to his home from Geshur.
这就是为什么有一些人呢、啊、
？This is why there are some people.
他还以为亚沙龙，这个约押在这里啊，就是耶稣基督的预表。
And they even think that Job here is the pretype of Jesus Christ.
但是我们必须要明白一件事。
However, we must understand one thing.
我们是跟父神是为仇为敌的。
We are actually enemies of our Heavenly Father.
耶稣基督确确实实是我们的中保。
And Jesus Christ truly is our mediator.
但是耶稣基督为什么可以成为我们的中保呢？
However, how is that Jesus Christ is able to become a mediator?
是他亲自在十字架上付清了一切的罪债。
Is that because in person he paid for the debt of our sins on the cross?
满足了父神公义的要求。
And satisfy the righteousness demand of our Heavenly Father.
约押可不会愿意替亚沙龙死的。
Job would not be willing to die for Absalom.
就算约押愿意
Even if Job is willing,
神也不能够接纳。
God will not be able to accept him.
因为约押自己的生命中就是不圣洁。
Because Job himself, his life is not holy.
圣洁的神
And the holy God
是不会接受有瑕疵的祭品。
He would not be able to accept sacrifice that is with blemishes.
耶稣一生无瑕无疵。
And our Lord Jesus Christ's whole life is without any blemishes.
耶稣是那一位真实的。
And Jesus is that true.
他从来不犯罪。
And he never sinned.
他不会说谎。
He never lied.
他不像约押。
He's not like Job.
满了虚假。
Full of fakeness.
用谎言挑逗起大卫的情感
and using lies to stir up the emotions of David
让大卫忽略了上帝的律法
so that causing David to neglect God's laws
所以约押在这里
and therefore Job here
他是一个绝对的赝品
he's an absolutely counterfeit
表面看起来很像
Superficially he looks real
但是本质完全不同
But his innate nature is totally different
主耶稣在登山宝训里说
，And Jesus Christ on the temple of Mount, temple of the mountain is teaching.
使人和睦的人有福了。
He, blessed is he who causes others to harmonize.
因为他们必称为神的儿子。
Because they will be called the sons of God.
教会真的需要有这样子和平之子。
The church truly needs such son of peace.
但是永远不要忘记。
But never forget.
一个。真正使人和睦的人
One who truly causes other people to harmonize
是不能够离开真理
Cannot depart from the truth
也不能够离开真实
And cannot depart from the truth, the real thing
常常有些人不断地用说谎来带来买真实来买和平
Constantly there are people who lies in order to purchase peace
谎言买来的和平不会是真的和平。
The peace that is purchased by lies will not be real peace.
恢复关系的和好。
The harmony that is done by restoration of relationship.
你读十四章三十三节。
If you read chapter 14 verse 33.
亚撒龙来见王。
And Absalom came to see the king.
在王面前伏伏于地。
And he bowed down in front of the king.
王就与亚撒龙亲嘴。
And the king kissed Absalom.
看起来
Seemingly.
亚撒龙跟大卫王现在恢复了父子的关系。
And that Absalom and David now have restored their relationship as father and son.
可是你读下去你就知道。
But if you continue to read on, you will know.
这个是虚假的和好。
This is really a fake reconciliation.
因为罪的问题没有解决
Because the issue of sins is not resolved yet.
人和人中间就不可能有真正的和好
Between men, they will not truly be truly able to have reconciliation.
我们今天能够与上帝和好
Today that we're able to reconcile with God.
圣灵可以跟我们的灵同证
That the Holy Spirit is able to testify together with God.
With our spirit.
With our spirit.
我们是神的儿女。
We are the sons of God, children of God.
我们可以坦然无惧地到父神面前。
We can fearlessly come before the throne of a heavenly Father.
我们可以呼叫他的阿爸父啊。
We can call him Abba Father.
我们为什么有这样的平安到父面前来呢
？How is it that we can have such peace to come before our heavenly Father?
因为我们的罪，耶稣基督替我们承担。
Because our Lord Jesus Christ has already paid for the debt of our sins.
这是何等大的恩典
！What a great grace that is!
不面对罪恶的和好是赝品。
If we do not face sins, issue of sins, then it's counterfeit.
多少的教会里面
？How many churches？
用几个看起来非常光明正大的理由
，use some seemingly truly bright and truthful reasons，
来容让罪恶
，to accommodate sins。
譬如说
，for example，
我们可不要让神的名受羞辱啊
！We don't want God's name to be shamed。
这个事情让别人知道了丢脸啊
！And this issue is seen known by others is so shameful for God。
还有人说
，Some will even say，
我们不要伤害神的受膏者。
We don't want to harm the anointed one of God。
另外一个理由
，There's another reason。
这样会绊倒弟兄姐妹哦。
This will stumble, cause our brothers and sisters to stumble。
都是好理由。
They seemingly good reasons。
却不知道一件事。
But little did they know one thing。
纸包不住火。
Paper will not be able to wrap up the fire。
罪恶不对付。
If you don't deal with sins,
罪恶会越变越深
The sins will become worse and worse.
等到爆发的时候，带下的是更大的伤害
But once it explodes, it brings down even greater damages.
这张圣经里面有好多的智慧哦
And in this chapter of the Bible, it consists many, many wisdoms here.
这里面每一个角色都是聪明绝顶、机关算尽
And every role in every character in this chapter, they're all clever and they're all scheming.
哎，你如果是约家
If you are Job,
要你去找一个这么会说故事的女人，容易吗
Is it easy for you to find a woman who's able to tell a story so well?
而且你要想出这么好的台词教她。
Then you can also come up with such good speeches to teach her.
哎，你知道一个人有 good idea.
You know that for someone to have good ideas,
已经很难了。
It's already very difficult.
一个人可以把这个好的想法执行成功更难。
For someone to be able to carry out these thoughts is even more difficult.
你能不佩服约押的智慧吗？
Can you help but to admire the wisdom of Joab?
哦，这个提哥雅的妇人。
And this woman from Tekoa.
这个女人更是不得了。
And this woman is even more powerful.
她可是每一句话都针对着大卫的心里。
And every sentence that she utter is pinpointing at David's heart.
把大卫带到这个圈套里面了。
And leading David into this trap.
你知道她让大卫认为啊。
And you know that she caused David to think that.
那些要杀他这个儿子的人呢，不是为了要维护耶和华的律法。
That these people who is trying to kill her son is not trying to maintain the law of our Lord Jehovah.
是这些人想要把他儿子杀掉以后，将来他没有后代，所以这些人可以分他们家的产业。
She's trying to make him think that these people were trying to kill her son so that she will not have descendants, so that they may have a share of her inheritance.
他这么一说，
But once she said it,
就让大卫不需要再维护神的律法，
causing David no longer necessary to maintain the law of God.
What have you learned after listening to the programs? Do you believe in Jesus? If you haven't believed yet, please click on Eternal Life on the homepage of Living in Jesus and believe in God and begin to enjoy the peace and the joy of the eternal life.